All right. Hi, everyone. Happy Friday, December 10th. The reason I'm not super joyful right now or like high energy as AGM is because I want to take time at the beginning of this episode to be a little real and be a little upset. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to take a little time on my episode just so people know. Last night, it was reported that old star Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas passed away. And I am personally shocked because he was only 33. And it's just upsetting to hear that. Over the course of these last few hours, 24 hours, people have been obviously posting, showing their respects, paying their respects, and showing how much he meant to them. But people are also posting stuff, not like there's some people posting highlights for football, which he was amazing at. But what really hurts and is upsetting the most is how awesome of a person he was off the field. There are plenty of videos, and I recommend you go find them. Do your best to go find them, because he was a great person, and it's important to know his legacy, not only as a football player, but as a person. And he was great with children. He is always smiling at everything I've seen him in, unless he was on the field. But yeah, just super upsetting. So before this episode starts, I'm going to pick up the tone, but I just kind of wanted to keep it real quick and mourn the loss of a great person and an athlete. So I'm going to take these next 10 seconds for a moment of silence, and then we'll hop into it. All right, let's get into it. Alrighty, so the first thing I want to talk about on this episode is last night's Steelers versus Vikings game. Javen and I, on episode 12, said that we both thought the Steelers were going to win. If you watched the game, you know that did not happen. The Steelers were pretty much out of it for majority of the game until the end. Then they almost came back. It was pretty crazy. They did that to the Chargers earlier in the year too, which was pretty impressive. But man, Justin Jefferson and Dalvin. So Dalvin Cook, I didn't think was going to play, but he ended up playing, and he had a great game, proving why he is still top tier. Dalvin Cook had 27 carries for 205 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then Justin Jefferson had 7 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown. When the Vikings offense is on its game, they are so fun to watch and so hard to beat. But man, Kirk Cousins didn't have the best game like he's been having. Kirk Cousins has been a under the radar quarterback this year for sure. He was 14 for 31, 216 yards passing, 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He kind of crumbled in the second half when all they really needed was like one more touchdown. He threw some interceptions. Obviously, for those who did watch the game, there's a big thing going around in sports media right now with the Chase Claypool situation, and that's kind of what I want to talk about most, because I was never college or I'm not a college athlete or a NFL player, but I did play football growing up, and man, Chase Claypool is doing everything you're not supposed to do after making the mistake he did. So for those of you who don't know, it was like 4th and 3, 38 seconds. The clock is ticking. No timeouts for the Steelers. Big Ben hits Chase Claypool on a slant route. They get the first down. And instead of jumping up, giving the ball to the center, and getting set, he sits there, slowly points for a first down, gets up, the guard or the center, I don't know which offensive lineman it was, but goes to take the ball from him, like, dude, come on, we have to spike this. And Chase Claypool, I think, like, thought, I don't know what he thought, honestly. I'm not going to do anything to defend him because it was an awful play. He rips the ball, like, back, and the ball goes flying, like, 5 yards away from them. And it took, like, an extra 5 seconds off the clock for them, which they could have probably used at the end to have another shot to the end zone instead of what happened. And, man, Claypool is acting very arrogant right now. He came out in an interview today and said he was doing his thing. And I watched a great analysis like a few minutes ago by Ryan Clark, who said that's problem number one. He was doing his thing, not the team's thing, not their thing. He was doing his thing. And then also, he is trying to like low key blame the offensive lineman for coming and trying to take the ball. That lineman did everything he was supposed to do and did it exactly the way he should have. If your teammate is not giving up that ball, you go to him and you try to rip that thing out of his hands because he was celebrating a first down when that first down didn't matter because he needed a touchdown anyway. Okay, you got that first down. Good for you. But what happened? Oh, you lost by 8. Yeah, nice. Real smooth. Frustrating. It's frustrating because that's the stuff. Like, I love celebrations and I love when players celebrate. One of my favorites is when AB gets a first down, usually when they're winning or when they're on like a drive to come back. And when they're not in no huddle and he like flexes, like he like puts his arms on and flexes. It's super cool. And yeah, for you kind of have to know the time and place. And I don't think it was the time or the place to do that. So not a big fan of Chase Claypool right now. He is built like a beast, like a monster. He plays like a monster, but he also doesn't have the IQ that he should, considering he's an NFL athlete. So yeah, crazy stuff. Anyway, after that happened, they did spike it. They threw it the next play. I believe the next play was to Deontay Johnson. And he made this incredible play where he caught it coming back towards the middle and ran around a defender. The defender actually grabbed his leg, but he broke the tackle and ran out of bounds. And then on the last play of the game, Roethlisberger threw a absolute laser to Freiermuth in the end zone. He caught it, but Harrison Smith punched it out in the end zone. And they would have needed a 2-point conversion anyway, but it would have made it a very good game and maybe even an overtime game. I wish Freiermuth did catch it because it would have been crazy football and probably one of the best games of the year. But it did not turn out that way. It was still a great game. I didn't watch like the first half because I was not home and I was keeping up with the score on my phone. And then I came back in the second half and Pittsburgh scored twice. And I was like, oh, shoot, here we go. So then I started watching. And it was fun. It was a fun game. And, I mean, the Chase Claypool thing was insane that that happened. So crazy stuff. Great game. Yeah, that's all I really have to say about the game. Steelers are kind of in a spiral right now. 6-6-1. Let me see where they are in the playoff picture. Sorry if you hear like cars outside my window. They are going crazy right now. Let me look at the playoff picture. If it would load. Okay, here we go. Current standings. We have... If it would load. Come on. Okay, here we go. The Steelers are now the 10th seed after the loss, and the Vikings jump up to the 8th seed. They are right behind San Francisco. If San Francisco loses this week to the Bengals, which they very well could, the Niners stay the 7th seed but have the same record as the Vikings. So, interesting stuff. Vikings are still very much in it. I would love to see them in the playoffs because I think they're very good. But who knows? There's a lot of teams in that conference that are neck and neck with those last two spots. And then, yeah, the Steelers fall to the 10th seed. They're in trouble. And their schedule coming up looks like home against the Titans, at the Chiefs, home against the Browns, at the Ravens. So I think it's safe to say that the Steelers season is probably over. It's going to be very hard for them to beat some of those teams. But yeah, great game. Good for the Vikings trying to stay alive. Have to keep winning to stay alive. And we're going to hop into week 14 game picks coming up. All right, so far this week I'm 0-1 on the NFL game picks. Not my best work, but I think I can recover. I think I know some predictions of what's going to happen this week. So let's start off with, let me look on ESPN. I like doing it in the order they have because I think they sort it by time. Let's see, schedule, correct? Scores, that's what I want. Okay. So, the first game's on Sunday at 11, Ravens and Browns. I hope it's much better than the last time these two teams meet with the turnover frenzies they had. I do think the Ravens get the win. I know they just came off a tough loss to the Steelers last week, but they realistically could have won and probably would have won if they wouldn't have just accepted the overtime. It actually says Cleveland is favored by 3. That is interesting. I don't know why Cleveland's favored to win that game. Maybe weather. Does it tell 44 degrees? Yeah, no, that is not too bad. Anyway, Cleveland's favored by 3. I don't think so. I think the Ravens win this. I know they lost Marlon Humphrey, which does hurt, but I still think the Ravens are good enough to beat the Browns. I don't like Baker Mayfield this season. Hopefully he bounces back next year. I just don't think this is his year. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens winning, and I'm going to say 34-24 Ravens. Titans and Jaguars. Titans are favored by 8.5, and I would definitely take that. I think the Titans are going to stomp the Jaguars in a pretty easy manner. I'm going to say Titans win 35-17. Raiders and Chiefs. For those of you who didn't watch my last episode, my good friend Javen, who's been on 2 of the episodes so far, is a Raiders fan. I really wish I had his opinion on this. I want to hear. I think he did say you never know what could happen on the last episode, but I do think the Chiefs still win. Chiefs are favored by 10. That is crazy. Chiefs are kind of finding their groove again when it matters most. I think the Chiefs beat the Raiders. I do hope for a good game, so I'm going to say that they win 31-28, Chiefs. Saints and Jets. Now, this might be my upset pick. I do think the Jets are going to win because I know the Saints have a better record and their defense is better, but without a quarterback, it's hard to win games, and the Saints, Taysom Hill, is not the answer. So I'm going to say the Jets upset the Saints. The Saints are favored by 5.5, which seems like a little too much for me. But yeah, I'm going to say the Jets win 24-21. Zach Wilson gets it done. Cowboys in Washington. So I'm also going to take an upset here because I'm not a big fan of what Mike McCarthy said the other day. Mike McCarthy said that the Cowboys will beat the Washington football team. And I hate when coaches do that. Do not guarantee a win. You got to be silly to do that because you're just motivating the other team. So I'm going to say Taylor Heineke and McLaurin and them get it done. Dallas is only favored by 4.5, which is crazy. And I'm going to say Washington wins 31-24. Falcons and Panthers. So this is a very interesting game, and this is going to be a good game to watch for these teams' playoff hopes. Panthers and Falcons. Panthers are favored by 2.5, and I do think I am going to take the Panthers. I think Cam Newton will kind of get a revenge game. I hope he does. I'm a big Cam Newton fan. I know Matt Ryan's been playing really good, and no one's really been talking about him. Same with Cordarrelle Patterson. But I do think the Panthers are going to get it done. Their defense isn't awful. So I'm going to say the Panthers get it done and win in at home against the Falcons. They're going to win 35-21. Seahawks and Texans. I'm going to say that the Seahawks are finally finding their groove. They're going to win. I think they're going to stomp the Texans. I'm going to say they're going to win 28-17. And yeah, they move to 5-8 and maybe can make a late playoff run. Moving to the afternoon games at 2:05, we have the Lions and the Broncos. And man, I'm riding high on the Lions. Riding real high on the Lions. Lions get it done again. They're going to go 2-10-1, beat the Broncos, and they're going to make a Super Bowl run. This is their year. No, I'm kidding. I am going to predict the Lions to upset just because they're riding off that big dub. And sometimes I think the Broncos outcoach themselves. They're one of those teams that I think could be better if the coach, I don't know who their coach is, I forgot his name, but I'm not a big fan of their coach. He makes a lot of boneheaded calls. So Lions win 20-17. Giants and Chargers. I think the Chargers win in easy fashion here. The Giants defense is pretty good some games and then pretty awful in others. I think they're going to show up, but I still think the Chargers get it done. I think the Chargers are going to win this game. Let's see. 31-17. And I think Herbert and Eckler both have great games. 49ers and Bengals. I really hope this is a good game because both teams are fighting for playoff spots. But I do think the Bengals are going to get it done. Jump to 8-5. Keep their good year alive. They're going to win this game. It's going to be really close. I'm going to say 28-24. And yeah. Garoppolo and co. comes up just short. Oh, this game. Game of the week. Guaranteed. Bills and Buccaneers. Bills just came off one of the most devastating losses you can have in a football season, with losing to a game where the quarterback only threw three times, and it was a division rival. Bills kind of have to do everything they can to win this game, but I do not think it will be enough. I think the Buccaneers will win this game just because Tom Brady is very good against the Bills. He played against them like twice a year for however many years he was Patriot. So I think the Buccaneers win. I do think it's going to be a good game. Also, the Buccaneers are undefeated at home. Do what you want with that stat. I do think the Buccaneers win this game. I think they win it in pretty shocking fashion where people are like, wow, I thought it'd be closer. I'm going to say 38-28. They win by 10. And yeah, Buccaneers are favored by 3.5. That's a pretty good bet. And then the late night game, and these got to stop being primetime games. I understand this rivalry is older than dirt, but this is not a good primetime showing anymore. Nobody cares about these games anymore. The Bears and Packers. I do not care about these games because the Packers are going to stomp the Bears. The Bears are not good. Until the Bears are good, please do not make them primetime games. Please. Aaron Rodgers, the shareholder for the Bears, as people know, I still own you. Famous saying from him this year. He is going to still own the Bears, and he is going to kill them 38-10. Actually, I'll be more lenient. 38-13. Packers win, and they are very close to sealing a playoff spot. Let me see with my predictions. Let's see how the playoffs would shape. I just think the Bears aren't even in the ballpark yet. Like, Justin Fields was a good step, but they are just such a messy organization, and they're really frustrating to watch. It hurts to watch the Bears, in my opinion. Okay, so with my predictions this week, the Colts, by the way, the Colts, Patriots, Eagles, and Dolphins all have byes, so they will not be talked about. And I'm not predicting Monday night. I do that Sunday afternoon after the afternoon games. So with what I have in the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens would be one, and the Bengals would be in the playoffs as well as the sixth seed. The Colts, with how I have it, would finally jump into the playoff spot at the seventh seed, and the Patriots would hold on to the one seed. The Chiefs would be number one in their division, and the Chargers would be second in their division as the five seed. Ravens would be three seed. Titans would be two. Patriots would be one. Chiefs would be four out of those division leaders. Over in the NFC, the one seed would be the Cardinals. The two seed would be the Packers. Three seed would be Tampa Bay. Four would be the Cowboys. Five would be the Rams. Six would be the Washington football team. And seven would be the Niners. So not much movement with what I have happening. Just normal football right now. The only thing I think that changes is the Colts. And I wonder why. Is it because I had the Broncos losing? If the Broncos win when they jump the Colts? Oh no, are the Colts in regardless? Let me undo all this. Right now, are the Colts the 7th seed? No, they're the 8th seed. Who's the 7th seed? Oh, because the Bills, I would have the Bills losing. Oh, yeah, so the Bills would fall out of the playoffs if they lose to the Bucks. That is crazy. A lot of crazy football because the Colts beat the Bills. Yeah, so that is that AFC. The seventh seed in the AFC is going crazy right now. Right now, for the NFC, not so much, but keep an eye on it. Football's getting really crazy. We're getting into the later weeks. I can't believe the season is very close to over. We only have this week and then four more. So crazy stuff. But yeah, those are my game picks for this week. Keep an eye out. Let's see how good I do. Let me click them all here so I remember them and I can see how I did when the time comes. I am going through. I believe that's all the game. Yep, okay. So I will have these here and update you guys Sunday afternoon. I'm going to do a Sporkle again today to end it off with a little fun football quiz, and then I'm going to, that'll be it. This is a shorter episode. Looks like it's only going to be around 30 minutes or so. I'll probably do a couple Sporkles, and then, yeah. So, shorter episode today. Sorry about that. Not many storylines. I also don't want to drag it on. I wasn't even really going to post today due to the Demaryius Thomas thing, but I decided to post. So, yeah. All right, I think I found a fun one. And instead of doing multiple quizzes, I think I'm going to do a Sporkle and then a tier list, and then we'll end it. But I'll see how I feel after this, how quick this one takes. This one's fun. It's a, can you name the NFL opening day starting five? QB, running back, wide receiver one, wide receiver two, and tight end, based on the most targets and carries. So let's run through it. Every team has 160 questions, so this might take a little bit. Arizona Cardinals, QB, that's going to be Murray. Running back would be Connor. No, Chase Edmonds. Who is the running back at the beginning of the year? Okay, anyway, D-Hop is their one. And then Kirk is their two. Tight end, oh, got hurt. Why do I want to say it was like Max? Max, no. I'm not going to get their tight end. Who is it running? It's not James Conner? Not Chase Edmonds? Oh, well, I got something for Chase. Not Chase Edmonds. Isn't there run? Okay, we're moving on the Rams. Stafford. Should be easy. Stafford. And Henderson, right? Yep. Cup. Woods. Bigby. Okay, Niners. Jimmy G. Can I just put Jimmy G? No. I gotta spell his last name. Garoppolo. Garoppolo. Oh my god, how do you spell Jimmy Garoppolo? It wasn't Trey Lance. Okay, I can't spell Garoppolo. I'll go back to that. Samuel was wide receiver one. Is Ayuk number third two? No, Ayuk's not third two. Ooh, I don't know their two receiver. Their tight end is Kittle. Or was he hurt? No, okay, he was there. We're going to move to the Seahawks, and I'll come back to the Niners. Russell Wilson's their quarterback. Running back was, oh my god. I know right now it's Alex Collins or something, right? Who's their running back? I love their running back. Chris Carson. Wide receiver one would be Metcalf. Oh no, Lockett. Metcalf was their two. Their tight end. Their tight end. Is it Everett? No. Oh, another tight end. Okay, moving on. Falcons, quarterback, Matt Ryan. Running back, Patterson. No, it's that one guy. Oh my god. I'm skipping the running back. Wide receiver one. Oh, Calvin Ridley. Love Calvin Ridley. And then Gage. Russell Gage. Yep. And then tight end would be, oh my god, Hayden Hurst. No. Not. Not Hayden Hurst. What the heck? Oh, duh, Kyle Pitts. Panthers quarterback week one was Sam Darnold. Running back was McCaffrey, right? He was. No, McCaffrey didn't start. It was, oh my god, the rookie. Rookie running back. What's his name? Hubbard. No. Okay. It's not giving me Christian McCaffrey or Chuba Hubbard or whatever. Moore, DJ Moore is one. Number two is Anderson, Robbie Anderson. Their tight end. Panthers tight end. I have no clue. Okay, Saints. Winston. Running back, obviously, Kamara. Wide receiver one. Oh my god, they have no receivers. Thomas was hurt. Oh, Ian Thomas for the Panthers. If I just got him, boom. Okay, sick. Wide receiver one. Oh, I love one of their wide receivers. He's young. I'm going to skip the Saints and come back to him. Buccaneers. Okay, this should be easy. Brady. Playoff Lenny. Yep. Super Bowl Lenny. Sorry, Godwin. Okay, yep. Evans. Why is Mike Evans not there? They're two. Okay, Brown. Okay, boom. Gronk. Nice. Okay, Bears. It wasn't Fields. It was Dalton. Montgomery was there. Robinson. Darnell Mooney. Yep. And then their tight end is, oh my gosh, Illinois native, Cole Kmet. Lions, it was Goff. Running back, Swift. Wide receiver one, oh my gosh, Armon St. Brown. I'm just going to put St. Brown. Give it to me, please. Dang it. Their tight end is obviously Hockenson. I'm skipping the receivers because I would have no idea. Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Running back. Jones. Oh, that. Oh, Mac Jones didn't start. Huh. Oh, yeah, he did. Week one. Where is the Patriots on here? Oh, yeah, it did give me. Okay, sorry. Patriots fan, sorry. Devontae Adams. Okay, wide receiver two would be Valdez Scantling. No, not Valdez Scantling. What the heck? Who is their wide receiver too? I'm not skipping them because I should get this. Randall Cobb. No. It has to be Valdez Scantling. I'm just probably spelling it wrong. Being robbed. I'm so upset. Okay, I'm skipping. Kirk Cousins for the Vikings, not singular. Cook for the running back. Wide receiver one. Okay. Jefferson. And Thielen. Their tight end. Don't know their tight end. Skipping that. Cowboys. Prescott. Running back would be, oh my God, Elliott. Wide receiver one would be Cooper. Two would be Lamb. Tight end. I'm very bad with these teams. Oh, it's Moreau or something, right? Moreau. No. Okay. Giants. Barkley started week one, didn't he? Yeah. Okay. And then they have Shepard. And, ooh, they... No, they don't have Marvin Jones. They have Galladay. Galladay didn't start, I guess. Who's their wide receiver, too? I know they have... Oh, my God. They're tight end. Ingram. Ingram didn't start, so I don't know their tight end. Okay, great. Moving to the Eagles. Jalen Hurts. Running back would be Sanders. Wide receiver one would be kid from Bama. Who's the kid from Bama? Heisman winner. Well, Ertz was there week one. What do you mean Ertz wasn't there? Zach Ertz was... Okay, whatever. They also have the other tight end. God, I'm choking on these names. Oh my gosh. Ertz and... He's so good. How am I forgetting? And I'm butchering their wide receivers. I'm going to put Waddle now before I forget. Okay. Waddle and Devontae Smith. Boom. Thank God. Okay. Wide receiver two. It's not Rager, right? Oh my God. It is Rager. Tight end. Who is... It's not... If it's not Zach Ertz, it's the other one. He traded Ertz because he was good enough. Okay, I'm skipping the Eagles for now. Their tight end. Washington football team. It was Fitzpatrick week one. Okay, no. It wasn't Heinicke. It was, I guess. Okay. Running back, Gibson. Yep. McLaurin. And... Samuel? No, it's... Didn't they sign the wide receiver from the Panthers last year? Curtis Samuel. No, that's not the wide receiver too? Okay, I'm skipping that then. I don't know who that would be. Broncos quarterback. Was it Drew Lock week one? No, it was Teddy B. Teddy Two Gloves. Okay. Running back would be Gordon. Third. Did I have to put What? Melvin Gordon the third. Who was their running back? I don't know their backup running back's name. Wide receivers would be another sophomore wide receiver. CeeDee Lamb and Fant is their tight end. Okay. I'm so mad at myself. I know their receivers. I love them. Oh, Sutton is probably the two, right? Courtland Sutton's not on here? What? Oh my gosh, who's there? I love him. He's young. He's like his second year in the NFL. CeeDee Lamb and I'm skipping. I'm gonna remember that. Mahomes. The Chiefs, Mahomes. Was it Edwards-Helaire? Or Helaire? No. Was it Gore? Gore Jr.? It has to be Clyde. Edwards-Helaire. Oh, it is. I spelled it right there. Okay. Hill. Ooh, it will be Robinson. No, it's going to be... It's not Pringle, right? Tyreek Hill. Marcus Robinson. Oh, it's... Man. Okay, Kelsey. I'm butchering these. I know these players. Okay, I'm moving on to the Raiders. I'm not going to waste my time. Jacobs. Henry Ruggs. Brian Edwards. Oh, they must have took. I don't know why it says Brian Edwards. I said Ruggs. Maybe, I don't know. Wide receiver one is Renfro? Hunter Renfro? Yeah. And then Darren Waller is there. And Chargers, we have Herbert. Eckler. Allen and Williams. Texans, we have Tyrod Taylor. Running back, we have Javonte Williams. That's who they're okay. I got him because I typed in Williams for something else. Mike Williams. Okay, Tyrod Taylor. Oh, is it the Texans? Was it Burkhead week one? I missed Burkhead on the Patriots. Okay, it wasn't Burkhead. They had David Johnson. Oh, Philip Lindsay. No. I don't know who that is then. Wide receiver one is Cooks. Oh, my God. I got their tight end, too. Pharaoh Brown. I would not have got that. Cooks. That's all I know from the Texans. Colts. They have Carson Wentz now. They gave me Jonathan Taylor when I typed in Taylor earlier. Wide receiver one. Pittman. No. So that means Hilton is one. No. Who would be one? Pittman, it's not T.Y. Hilton. Weird. I don't know the tight end either, and I don't know the wide receiver one, so I'm moving on. QB for the Jaguars would be Lawrence. Running back was it ETN week one? No, it was, James Robinson. Not James Robinson? So it has to be ETN. Am I just not spelling it right? Okay, skipping. Wide receiver one, Marvin Jones. Okay, I guess not. Chenault. Laviska Chenault's the two. Tight end, was it Tebow? Oh, no, he got cut before the season. Okay, I'm skipping the Jags. I don't know those. Tannehill for the Titans would be the quarterback. Running back would be the King, Henry. Tight end, I do not know the Titans tight end for the life of me, so I'm skipping that. Quarterback for the Ravens is Lamar Jackson. Wide receiver one, Marquise Brown and... Marquise Brown is their one. What the heck? Who would be their one receiver over? Okay, I'm skipping that. Mark Andrews is their tight end. Bengals, we have Joey Burrow. Running back, Joe Mixon. Wide receiver two, we have Ja'Marr Chase and Boyd. Not Tyler Boyd. Oh, T. Higgins. Tight end, I don't know the tight end. Cleveland Browns, we have Baker. I just put Baker. Mayfield, running back. Chubb. Wide receiver one, this was with Odell and Landry. So, Beckham Jr. It's not putting Beckham on here. Okay, so then Jarvis Landry has one. His whole name, Odell Beckham Jr. Oh, Peoples Jones. Okay, those are their three receivers. Donovan, Peoples, Jones. Okay, I don't know why that's wrong. Hooper is their tight end. Nope, not Hooper. Okay, anyway, Steelers. Can I put Big Ben, please? Oh my God, I just spelled his name. Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger. Oh my God, I spelled it right. Okay. Najee Harris. This is probably going to be Damien Harris as well. Yep. Najee Harris, and then wide receiver two would be Claypool, who we don't talk about right now. Not Claypool. Deontay Johnson and, oh, well, let me get Freiermuth, the GOAT. Yeah, I don't know how to spell Freiermuth, so that's going to be difficult. I'm skipping the Steelers for now. Bills, running back. It's going to be Zach Moss. No, Singletary. Okay, wide receiver one is Diggs and Beasley, right? Yep, and then tight end would be, is it Croft? No, Tyler Croft's on the Jets now. Tight end, Tyler Croft, and it used to be Tyler Croft. He's good. I like him. I like their tight end. Man, it's going to kill me. I'm going to get, okay, anyway, I'm going to skip. Tagovailoa. It wasn't Tua. Was it Brissett? It was Tua. Oh, okay, it gives me just Tua. Great, okay. Running back for the Dolphins. Who is their running back? Gurley? No, not Gurley. Okay, I'm skipping. Wide receiver one, Parker. Tight end. Oh, their tight end is so good. Gesicki. Mike Gesicki. I can't spell his last name. Great. Wide receiver one for the Patriots. Jacoby Myers. Johnny Smith is not their tight end. It's Hunter Henry. This is ridiculous. Whoever made this quiz is low-key kind of off with some of these, but I still appreciate you. Okay, Jacoby Myers. Would it be Aguilar? Yes. Okay, Jets. Running back. Who is the Jets running back? I know they have Elijah Moore, right? Wait, for the Giants. Did I get all the Giants? Their wide receiver is that kid they drafted. Oh my gosh. Oh, don't they also have Njoku? Oh, he's on the Browns. Oh, why did I think he was on the Giants? Okay, well, I got the Browns tight end. Austin Hooper played some more, right? He was hurt week one, I guess? Okay, sure. Why not? The Broncos receiver is really getting me. Okay, I'm going to go from the top. Cardinals running back. James Conner, Chase Edmonds. Oh, there, the ASU. Eno Benjamin. Nope. Okay, we're going to the Niners. Garoppolo. How do you spell Garoppolo? Okay, anyway. Running back. Who's their running back? Elijah Mitchell? Isn't... Oh, I got it. Okay, wow, great. Debo Samuel and it's not Ayuk. Okay, skipping. Running back for the Falcons. Not going to get. Panthers. It's not McCaffrey or Chuba. All right, I know people say Chuba, but I've heard it's Chuba. So I'm going to say Chuba. Christian McCaffrey. I don't know why it's not giving me that. Saints wide receiver one. I typed in Michael Thomas. It wasn't him. Deontay Harris. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, give me that. Great. Deontay Harris and... I know the Packers tight end got hurt in the Cardinals game. I just don't remember his name. Vikings tight end, I'm not going to get. Goddard, Dallas Goddard, right? It's Goddard. I know I'm right. I know it's Goddard. I'm so mad. The Eagles is Goddard. That's their tight end. Six. I have six, five, four, three, two. Okay, I'm done. Let's see what I missed. I put Connor for the running back for the Cardinals, okay? I knew it was Jimmy G. I just couldn't spell it right. Will Disley for the Seahawks. Dang it. I put McCaffrey for the Panthers. It didn't get it, so I'm guessing it was spelling. Trent Sherfield, I would not have got. Mike Davis, hearing the name now, I know, but I wouldn't have got it. Marquez Callaway, should have got him. Adam Trautman, the tight end, should have got that. Quintez Cephas, should have known that, but I didn't know Trinity Benson. I put Valdez Scantling. I don't know why they didn't give it to me. Robert Tonyan was the tight end, forgot about. Tyler Conklin for the Vikings, I wouldn't have got. Adam Humphries for the football team, I would not have got. Goddard, I put Goddard. I spelled it wrong, though. Darius Slayton for the Giants, forgot about him, and I didn't even remember that Kyle Rudolph was still playing. Jerry Jeudy, oh, man, and Mecole Hardman for the Chiefs. Oh, man. I should have got those. KJ Hamler, I would not have gotten. Mark Ingram II. I should have got that for the running back. Zach Pascal, I should have got. Jack Doyle, I should have got. Danny Amendola, I did not know, played for the Texans this year. I thought he retired. Anyway, Carlos Hyde, wouldn't have got. DJ Chark, I should have got. Wow. James O'Shaughnessy, I maybe could have got. Anthony Firkser, I would not have got. Sammy Watkins for the Ravens, I should have got. Man, that's bad. Uzma, I should have got for the Bengals. Anthony Schwartz, I would not have got for the Browns. Juju, I totally forgot existed. Eric Ebron, I forgot about, even though it's Freiermuth now. So Dawson Knox, I knew it was a short name, like Croft. Gesicki, I did get. I just couldn't spell it right. Miles Gaskin, I would not have got. And then for the Jets, it's Berrios, expatriate. I should have got that. Corey Davis, Tevin Coleman. So yeah, there was some I should have got, but 75, that's the average score. So I'm average, I guess. And that took way longer than I expected, so that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to do a tier list or another quiz. But thank you so much for listening. I'm also going to put the outro in here. I'll be back Sunday afternoon after the afternoon games, and we'll talk about those. Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode was kind of crazy all over the place. But thank you so much for listening. See you Sunday. I'll be back. Happy holidays. We're getting very close to Christmas. And enjoy your weekend. Thank you for watching. And remember, keep talking sports.